Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection.
Yes, honored we are. Welcome, everyone. Do you need help awakening to the magnificent being that you are? Our topic today is connecting with your soul. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, spiritual teacher, healer, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. And members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. If you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, please visit www.juliegeigel.com to sign up. A special thank you to our Facebook followers over at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium and our Twitter followers at Julie Geigel. You are listening to Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. We welcome your questions on awakening in this new age of enlightenment. Call us live at 858-357-8481 or simply type your awakening question in our chat room at the beginning of the show, and we'll connect with that before we go into channeling. I'm honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your journey of awakening. As we continue to move into this new age of enlightenment, the golden age, many have questions or need assistance with releasing judgments, attachments, and resistance, which are the three keys to enlightenment. Metatron is here to help you remember who you are, and why you came here to this planet. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will help to raise your vibrational frequency and clear out any blocks that may be preventing you from claiming your divine right to awaken. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of awakening as you listen to our channeling today that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. The purpose of this show is to awaken and align with the spiritual being that you are by offering a connection beyond the veil with Archangel Metatron and your own spiritual council of angels. Don't forget to register for our upcoming classes or shows, if you will, John of God Healing Meditation. We will be tuning in this Friday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and then we'll be switching back to our Thursday time at 9 a.m., but Thursdays, as we tune into John of God and the CASA Entities of Light for Healing, and our brand new monthly show with the Psychic Angel Channelers, Catherine Glass, Maggie Chula, and myself for Angel Talk Tuesday. Our next date for that show is February 24th. So be sure to register for those over at www.bit.ly/register, please. All right. And so we're taking questions here for the next couple minutes before we start channeling. Any questions that you have about awakening, you can go ahead and hit 1 on your keypad, and we will take your question on awakening now. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air. Can we have your first name and what state you're in?
This is Amber, and I'm from Massachusetts.
Hi, Amber. And did you have a question on awakening today?
Yes, I just wanted to know, like, in regards to, like, my spirituality and how, like, what point I am at in my awakening.
Okay. And we are taking general questions for Metatron to answer today. So we will hold that in our intention that Metatron answer that for each and every one of us, some kind of a way that we can gauge what level or what degree of awakening that we're at. That is absolutely a very good question. All right. Well, thank you so much, my dear, for joining us. All right. And we're taking our next caller here. Welcome. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Can we have your first name and what state you're in?
My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Catherine. Did you have a question on awakening today?
Yes, I am preparing to move in a month's time. So I'm just, my question is just about awakening for preparing something new, you know, what I can do in this month to prepare for everything new that will happen next month.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much for your support, dear. And we'll check back with you after the show.
Great. Thank you.
All right. And we have time for one more question here. Raul, how are you today?
Hello, Jill. I'm doing great. I think I have a good one for you.
Oh, good.
I am wondering, because you mentioned the soul, and I'm wondering if we can call for our soul for help to bring all aspects of ourselves in every dimension to integrate and be more here somehow. I don't know if you can help me, sort of guide me through this.
Beautiful. I love how you worded that, calling our souls. So almost like when we call on our angels, can we actually direct that energy to call on our soul to assist us?
Right.
Beautiful, Raul, beautiful. Okay, well, I think I have enough stuff to begin. Thank you, dear, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a nice, deep breath. And we're just going to use the singing bowl here to clear out any negative energy and to create our space. I'm a huge fan of the doTERRA therapeutic essential oils. My favorite one to use during channeling is frankincense, because I've found it does have one of the highest vibrational frequencies. So I'm just using that right now, rubbing it in the palms of my hands and inhaling deeply, just allowing that aroma to calm and relax. And now we're going to go ahead and use the singing bowl here to continue to raise our frequency. Moment to call in your own spiritual council, your own spiritual team, your guardian angels, loved ones who've passed, and any spirit guides that have come at this particular point in your journey. Good, good, good. And then finally, any pets or totem animals? Excellent. Go ahead and feel their love and support as they surround you with the beautiful energy as we come together collectively to awaken. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. And we are delighted to assist you on this journey of awakening. As you continue to evolve and expand, and move further and deeper into your soul consciousness. We are here to support and to affirm you in your progress. And as you continue to allow your physical being to relax, feel yourself drifting, loading, gliding. And imagine stepping into a beautiful crystal vortex. Where the energy is quite magnificent and pure. And as you sink deeply into this safe, loving environment, feel your soul rising up within you. It's almost as if it's been lying dormant for many, many years. And as you whisper softly, you begin to remember. You begin to recall. And all illusions fall away and are dissolved in this beautiful, calming, peaceful energy. awakening, remembering, expanding. You are fully supported within your experience of awakening. So allow yourself to release any fears that you may be experiencing as the ego begins to lose its power. Powers over you. And so the question has been asked, where am I on my awakening journey? Am I there? How much further do I have to go? Is it complete? And even though there is a specific process at work within your physical structure that allows your awakening to be completed, it is not something that is finished at any point in time. It is a continual process of becoming more of who you are, the magnificent spiritual being, aligning that with your physical body. And so, in terms of where am I on the path, our answer would be, you are exactly where you need to be. And if we were to say to you that your awakening has been completed, what feelings would you experience within your physical body? And so, as you create your own reality, simply through your thoughts and abilities to manifest, if this is what you desire within this moment, you need only to intend that. And as you are open and willing to receive the complete awakening process, it is occurring now for you, for each and every one of you, for no one is left out. No one is excluded in claiming their right, your divine right to awaken. Feel your angels move down around you, enveloping you in a beautiful blanket of unconditional love. As the layers and layers of your ego are now being shed, and your soul emerges more and more each and every day, like a beautiful butterfly within the cocoon. And your angels are here, wrapping you in that beautiful cotton-like cloth. That sustains you and supports you until you are ready. Ready to claim, to embrace your magnificence. And as Archangel Metatron has shared with you, you are able to claim that at any point in time. There is no one standing at the gate of awakening, allowing some in and not others. This is a misperception, an illusion. This is a human-based idea of human functions within your Earth design. Here at the spiritual level, there is no awakening gatekeeper to deny you from your divine right. It is all within your own time, which is of your own choosing. And if you would like to know how you can accelerate that experience, the more and more that you surround yourself with people who are on the same path that you are, whether it's friends or clubs or programs or spiritual novels, immersing yourself in the awakening community will accelerate your ascension, as will your regular and consistent attendance during our channeling transmissions. Because what we are doing here together, joining collectively together our consciousness, creating a specific vibrational frequency that supports and expands your awakening experience. And so as you begin to prepare yourself for the newness of your calling forth, the key is simply your willingness to be open to new experiences, and surrendering your fear. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. And I'd just like you to take a moment now to allow yourself to come back into your body, physically moving back onto this earth plane, taking a nice deep breath, wiggling your fingers and toes, and just taking a moment to thank all of the spiritual masters that came today to support us on this amazing mission that we are on here on this planet Earth, to support us in expanding and remembering. It is such a very exciting time that we are in, as we continue to expand and awaken and align with our soul and allow heaven on earth to become a reality within our day and age. So lovely. And so thank you, everyone, for listening today. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. And don't forget to register over at www.bit.ly/register, please. And a special thank you to our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come to support us on this global mission of awakening. Are you getting our weekly inspirational quotes and meditations? When you sign up for our weekly messages, you are automatically entered in our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. Our winner for the month of February is Alex Dewey. And that was Alex Dewey. So, Alex, you have until February 28th to claim your free psychic reading. And you can sign up for our weekly inspirational quotes over at www.julieGeigle.com. And our members of Inner Circle are now invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading. Check out our website for details on becoming a member of our Inner Circle. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond. All right. And Raul, if you have a question or would like me to pull a card for you. Right now you have one on your keypad, so I can see that. And if you do not have a question, you can press one again, and that will remove that for me. All right. Okay. Hey.
This morning I've seen 111 and 444 everywhere.
Ooh, 111 is make a wish. So that one's very powerful. it is the number of manifesting. So whenever you see that, 111, I know I saw 1111, which the more ones that are in it when you see it, the more powerful it is. So, you know, you absolutely have to pause and then make a wish. And, you know, what is it that you're intending to bring in your life? What is it that you'd like to manifest? And then the fours are the angels. And so whenever you see the 444 or any four, it is a confirmation. It's a sign from your angels that they're with you. And sometimes if you've asked for something and you're, I know a lot of people are like, give me a sign if I'm supposed to do it, or give me a sign if I'm not supposed to do it. That would be considered a sign.
Nice. Was that the question? Does that count as
what?
The question? I was wondering if that counts as the question.
Yes.
Okay.
So did you have a question for the week, dear? Or did you want me to pull a card?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you have the life purpose one, right?
I do.
Life purpose, yeah. I was thinking about that over and over. I was like, oh, I might just ask for that one.
All right. So I'm going to have you focus on life purpose and just take a nice deep breath while I shuffle. Ah, you got strength. And it says, everything you've experienced in your life has made you strong and courageous. And so what I'm seeing with this card, and this, it seems like I've pulled this card for you before.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But the strength card is, you know, I'm just seeing that a lot of the experiences that you've had, I'm just seeing that your life hasn't been an easy road, that there's been a lot of bumps and you know, barriers, if you will. And so all of these are, you know, there's no accidents, and everything happens for a reason, and there are no regrets in this lifetime because it all unfolds exactly the way that it is supposed to. And that's the biggest message with this card, is that you have made no mistakes and there are no regrets, because every experience, good or bad, has shaped and molded you into who you are today. And without those experiences, you would not be the person that you are. And so as you do a life review, because I'm just seeing that you've been, you know, and this is the time of the year, certainly, but I'm seeing that you've been doing a lot of reflecting and really kind of examining where you've been and where you want to go. And so the angels are just saying, as you do a life review, don't beat yourself up about decisions you've made or paths you've chosen that haven't been exactly what you had expected. Because even though it wasn't what you expected, it was exactly what you needed in that moment. Yes, so beautiful. Oh, are you still there? Oh. Well, we must have gotten cut off, my dear. I hope you enjoyed that message today, and thank you so much.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, hey, there you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Something happened. I'm, like, talking to myself.
Oh, yeah. So you cut out for a few seconds there. But, yeah, that was just a very powerful message there, absolutely.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It just brings a lot of oxygen to my lungs and makes me breathe really deep. That's the sensation that I got.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a fabulous week.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for always, you know, just being there for me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.